just thank you for them. And Father, I pray that every person under the sound of my voice will have ears to hear and an open heart to receive your word today, thus having their lives changed because of the living word of God. And I thank you, Father, for this honor and privilege of ministering your word. I thank you for that. And we give you the glory and the praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name, shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Now, I do want to say to you folks that's live streaming with us, you probably wondered where we went the last three services, but we're still here. Glory to God. Amen. We had some work done and still having some things done here. In the sanctuary, and so things was kind of disoriented, not disoriented, but whatever, everything out of place for a while we had the work done. But glory to God, we back, and so I'm so glad that you are back watching with us. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I've been ministering for a few weeks on the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And I told you that God the Father is the originator. He is the originator. Glory to God. And Jesus, the Son of God, is the one that carries out the will, or carried out the will of his Father. And we see that so very clear in the Gospel of John, the third chapter and the 16th verse. It said, "For God so loved the world, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life." And during Jesus' earthly ministry here on the earth, he referred many times to his heavenly Father. And he would say things like, I do what I see my Father do. I say what I hear my Father say. And he would always let the folks know that I am here to please my Father. And this is such a great thing here. We see evidence of this. Listen to me now. We see evidence of this in the Garden of Gethsemane. When Jesus knew what was ahead of him, and he knew that it was not pleasant, what was ahead of him. So as he prayed, and you know the story, but he prayed and he said, "Father, if it's your will, let this cup pass from me. Let it pass from me," because he understood the agony that he was going to have to go through for you and me. But what did he say after that? Nevertheless, not my will. Because why did he say that? Because he came to do the will of his Father. He came to do the will of his Father. So he's saying, whatever I have to go through, whatever I have to endure to please my Father and do the will of my Father, I am willing to do it. So he said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And guess what he did? He did the will of his Father. Glory, aren't you glad he did? Oh, I'm so glad he did. I'm so glad Jesus did the will of his Father. He carried out the will of his Father here in this earth. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And he won the victory. for you and for me. He won the victory. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so also, was it last week or maybe week before last? I'm getting my dates a little mixed up now. We talked about the Father, God the Father. We talked about God the Son. And now, we began with God the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit's ministry is to reveal to us the will of God. He is the revealer of the will of God. Hallelujah. He reveals the plan of God. And I won't go back into it again. Matter of fact, I think this was about 2 weeks ago. But we went to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I think I read verses 19 through 16. You can write that down and go back and study it later. Amen. But thank God we have him here with us. Praise the name of the Lord. All right, let's move on. Let's move on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Turn in your Bible to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, the 16th chapter. John 16. And I want to read you a few verses here, then we'll move on. John chapter 16. And I'll begin reading at verse 13. Listen, that Jesus is teaching on the Holy Spirit here and concerning the Holy Spirit. But let me go ahead and read this. Verse 13. However, when he, and by the way, let me stop right there, because I have heard many, many people, Christians, as a matter of fact, refer to the Spirit of God as an it. He's not an it. He is a person. He is the person of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus referred to him as a person. So verse 13 again. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Now, I want to point out something here that's very, very important. Concerning the Holy Spirit. The first thing I want you to understand is that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Are you listening to me? Let me say this again. I don't want you to miss this. He is the Spirit of truth. Jesus just called him the Spirit of truth, didn't he? The Holy Spirit is known as the Spirit of truth. Therefore, he will reveal what to us? The will of the Father and truth. He reveals to you and me truth. Truth. Now, if it's not truth, it didn't come from the Holy Spirit. Might ought to write that down. If it's not truth, it didn't come from the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. Y'all still here? Turn, hold your place here, 16th chapter. Go to 1 John, the first epistle of John. Fourth chapter, by the way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, you hear me talk so much, and I'm not the only one, but you hear me talk so much about us living in the last days and the coming of the Lord, and he is coming. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And it's been prophesied through the word of God of some things that's going to be taking place in these last days. You know, we don't know the day that Jesus Christ is coming, do we? And we don't know the hour that he's coming. But God didn't leave us completely in the dark. He told us to watch the signs, didn't he? He told us to watch the signs. And we have so many signs today that's pointing towards his soon return. So many signs. And I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, I personally believe that Jesus could come back during this service. Oh, wouldn't that be great? Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Oh, just glory to God. Just get zapped right out of here while we having service, blessing the name of the Lord. I couldn't think of a better way to go. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But we know he's coming, and we know that the time is getting very, very close. Amen. Because we watch the signs, and the Bible gives us signs, and we won't go into all the signs, but the Bible gives us signs. So we know that it's getting close. And there's so much going on. But listen, do you have 1 John 4th chapter? I want to read you something relating to what I said earlier, that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. That's what Jesus said about him. He said he is the Spirit of truth. And so in John chapter 4, 1 John, excuse me, chapter 4, beginning at verse 1, it says, "Beloved," that's us, say that's me. "Beloved, do not believe every spirit." And by the way, notice that word spirit begins with a small s. So it's not the Holy Spirit he's referring to here. "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." Somebody say amen. Amen. Say amen again. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me real good here. We living in a time now where we got to be sharp. You got to know the word of God. You got to learn how to walk and flow in the Spirit of God, because there are false prophets, and false prophets sometimes look just like the real. Amen. How many of you have ever seen a $3 bill? Raise your hand. Anybody ever seen an $11 bill? What about a $19 bill? There's a reason, because there are no genuine. $3 bills, $11 bills, $19 bills. Also, there are no counterfeit. $3 bills, $11 bills, or $19 bills. Because if somebody handed you a $19 bill, your antenna would go up right away. You'd know, boom, just like that. This thing is fake. You'd recognize it. Somebody hand you a $3 bill. You, oh, no. You know, you're in the store purchasing your groceries, and you hand them a $100 bill, and they hand you back a couple of $3 bills and a $19 bill. You say, no, sir, no, ma'am, I ain't taking this. This is counterfeit here. This is bad stuff. But don't you think the devil have enough sense to send out his false prophets looking just like the real? Hallelujah. Just like the real. And I won't go back into that other than just to say this. A few weeks ago, we talked about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There are 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit that I didn't go into any detail, but just referenced them for the most part. But one of those gifts of the Holy Spirit is discerning of spirits. And now, some people always use that on the negative only, you know, being able to discern demons and to tell whether something is of the devil or not, but it goes both ways. You can discern good spirits and you can discern, you know, evil spirits. But that gift, if you spirit-filled, that gift can work in you. Let me back up. So many times we think that the gifts of the Holy Spirit, when they work, you know, it's got to be, the earth trembles and it thunders and a flash of lightning, you know. But many times God deal with us, God speak to us in a very quiet, soft way. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you can know things and God will reveal some things to you that applies to you only. You don't have to shout it from the housetop. God's talking to you. You understand? You understand? And discerning of spirits can work personally. And you will know, whoa, that's not God. Or you will know that is God. So let me read on. It says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Hallelujah. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is already now in the world. Now, the spirit of Antichrist was in the world when this was written. So, you know, the spirit of Antichrist is still in the world today. Can you say amen? But now listen at this, verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but that's all right too. He who is on the inside of me, he is on the inside of me to help me, to lead me, to guide me. Because I don't know everything. Now, I want you to think about this just for a moment. Think about it. I don't know everything. Anybody in here know everything? I didn't expect any hands to be raised because none of us know everything. But we are walking around, though I'm talking about the born-again believers, we are walking around with someone on the inside of us who knows everything. Did you hear what I just said? We have someone on the inside of us who knows everything. And when we become sensitive to him and flow with him, he'll let us in on some of the things that he knows for our good, for our benefit. Glory to God. If you're driving down the road sometime, and you know the Lord, glory to God, and you're driving down the road and you just have an unction on the inside, you don't necessarily have to hear a voice, but you have an unction on the inside. You know you're heading somewhere and you have an unction to go a different direction. You have an unction to go a different direction. You need to follow that. That means the Holy Spirit knows something that we don't know. Yeah, but I'm in a hurry. No, if you sense that unction on the inside, you follow that. Hallelujah. I remember my wife telling me, this has been years and years and years ago, shortly after we got married, and you know, we've been married 49 years, and what a blessing. Somebody say amen. But she was down in the field picking butter beans or whatever it was you was picking by herself, and I guess you're just having a good time right by yourself working in the garden, and all of a sudden out of nowhere a voice spoke to her, say, go home. Right? Emma, I want to get this right. Leave. And she left. Now some folks would say, wonder why? What's going on? Don't hang around, leave. Sometimes we get too curious about things. But she left. To this day, we don't know why, and we don't have to. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for him. He's living on the inside of us. Let me read on verse 5. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. Listen to this. We are of God. He who knows God hears us, and he who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. He is the spirit of truth. And if we'll stay in this word, believe it or not, there have been some misguided people that thought they had matured to the point where they no longer needed the Bible. I'm here to tell you, not going to happen. Don't care how much of it you know, you still need to read it. It still need to come forth out of your mouth. You still need to meditate on it. Because the Spirit of God agrees with the Word of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Are you still here? So just always remember that the greater one dwells on the inside of us. That's the reason he can't. Jesus said, you know, I'm going away, but I'm going to send you another comforter. I'm going to send you another helper. And we'll read it later on. But he said that he's with you, but he's going to be in you. Now, Jesus spoke these words before he went to the cross, before he rose from the dead. But he says, he's with you, and he shall be in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the reason Jesus sent him. To dwell on the inside of us, to lead us and guide us. See, Jesus, he told his disciples and those that was listening, he said, it's better for you that I go away. Now, they couldn't understand that. They couldn't understand. I mean, here is the Messiah, you know, their Lord, whom they loved, all except Judas. He was just, he loved the money. But they loved him, and now he's telling them it's better for you for me to go away because I'm going to send you a helper. As long as Jesus was here with them, he was with them, but his spirit would never dwell on the inside of them. He had to go away. And then he said, I'm going to send you a helper. And he sent the helper. And I want to let you know, glory to God, I know the helper. I know the helper. He helps me pray. He helps me walk this walk. Oh, I could go on and on and on. Thank God for our helper. Folks, whatever you do, honor the Holy Spirit. Jesus, listen to me. He was very, very protective of the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing me? Because he knew I had a work to do. The Father sent me here to redeem his people. But I'm sending the Holy Spirit back. To dwell on the inside of them and on upon them. He is the one that's going to be with them day by day. He's there when you wake up in the morning. He's there at noontime. He's there in the evening time. He's right there when you go to bed at night. And when you are in deep sleep and you don't even know you're in the world, he is right there, dwelling on the inside of you. You hear me? Glory be to God. That's the reason we're called peculiar people. We're walking around with God in us. Hallelujah. Peculiar people. And we need to honor him and reverence him, the Holy Spirit. He's not a joke. Hallelujah. Now, go to John chapter 16. I don't think I read this. John 16. Thank you, Lord. In John 16, look at verse 13. Now, understand, I'm reading from the New King James Bible. Verse 13, however, Jesus is teaching here, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Did I read that earlier? Yeah. Okay, well, I want to read it again. I want to read it again. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Now, listen at what he says here. Watch this. He said, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. Oh, isn't that good to know? He will tell you things to come. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you expect that?
Yes.
But now look at verse 14. He will do what?
Glorify.
He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. Let me help you with something. The Holy Spirit is here, dwelling with us and in us to glorify Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. I had a sister earlier. Gave a word in tongues. And I later gave the translation. But I want you to understand something. That was the Spirit of God in action, moving in the service. But he didn't move through this sister so that everybody could go back to her and say, oh, sister, beautiful. What a beautiful tongue. Glory to God. You did so well. I'm so proud of you. Well, Pastor, God used you, the Holy Spirit used you to give the interpretation of the tongue. Oh, how eloquent, how beautiful. No. I said no. He glorifies Jesus Christ. And it grieved my heart. And you have to understand, folks, I've been around a while, a long time, been saved a long time. I've seen a lot, been filled with the Holy Spirit a long time. I've seen a lot. And I've seen people take things of God, the gifts of God, and abuse them. Bringing attention to themselves. And not to the Lord Jesus Christ. If the Spirit of God speaks to you and tell you, I want you to go tell this sister or go tell this brother a certain thing, and you do that, and it changes that person's life, you still here? And it changed that person's life, that was just what they needed to hear. You don't walk away and pat yourself on the back and say, how good I was. No, without God, we would be nothing. And we are vessels to be used by him for his glory. God, listen. The word of God tells us whatever happens down here, you make sure all the glory go to God. And you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, I'll take care of you later at the marriage supper of the Lamb. When we all get up there, I'm gonna make it good. But in the meantime, you give me the glory and you give me the praise. Or else you got your reward, buddy. Oh, we got to learn to do that, saints. We got to learn to bless him. Without him, we are nothing. Without him, we would have nothing. Without him, we could do nothing. all about him. And Jesus said, the Holy Spirit's going to glorify me. He's going to make me known. He's going to make me known. Not you, not me. He's going to make me known. Of course, but you're going to get a certain amount of recognition because people know who God used. But you got to know how to, when the timber come your way, when the timber come your way, you got to know how to send it on up. You got to learn how to send it on up. If you want God to continue to use you, learn how to send the praises up to him. Because Jesus made it very plain. He said, without me, you can do nothing. Didn't he say that? Without him, we helpless. We helpless, brother. Without him, we helpless. But sometimes human pride get involved. And sometimes we get to thinking we all that just because God is using us. We're all that. No, you ain't. Give the glory to God. Give the glory to God. Are you still here? And that's the reason, that's the reason you hear me sing that song sometime, and I just spring it on you guys. But I love it. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for all the things that he has done. That he has done. Glory to God. So, Jesus said that he would glorify him. When we are properly flowing in the Holy Spirit, it should bring glory to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you still here? I'm going just a few minutes longer, and then I'm going to bring this to a close. But the Holy Spirit is known, as I said earlier, as the Spirit of truth. He is the Spirit of truth. We have the Spirit of truth abiding on the inside of us. But not only is he the Spirit of truth, he, as you already know, he is the Spirit of Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. Put that on the screen for me, please. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. Hallelujah. You can write it down. I'm not going to turn there. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. Now notice something. Well, let me read it. It says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God, now just leave this verse up here. Don't take it down for a moment. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, notice something in the second half of this verse. Now, if anyone does not have who?
Spirit.
The Spirit of Christ, he is not his. So then we see that the Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of Christ. The Word of God tells us that Christ dwells in our hearts by faith. He is the Spirit of Christ. They are three, but they are one. It's called the Trinity. They are three, but they are one. Don't try to figure it all out. Just go with what the Word of God says. Believe the Word of God. Yeah, but I don't understand. Forget your understanding. Believe the Word of God. So he's also known as the Spirit of Christ. But reading, I want this verse left up. The first part of it says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed, what? The Spirit of God dwells on the inside of you. All through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That's awesome, folks. Thank you, Lord. So he's known as the Spirit of Christ. He's known as the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm trying to speed this up. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29. Put that on the screen for me. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29. Now, the writer of Hebrews, I'd love to read that whole chapter to you, but we won't today. But he was cautioning the people about their lifestyle and so forth. But when it get down to verse 29, it says, of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and now notice what it says here, and insulted who? And insulted the Spirit of grace. Let me tell you something. The Spirit of grace dwells on the inside of us as well. Hallelujah. The Spirit of grace. The Spirit of grace. Oh, you're still there. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you handle one more? All right, guys. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life, you see that? Notice that word, that S is capitalized, talking about the Holy Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Don't you listen to me as I get ready to close this. Don't ever forget that the Holy Spirit that's abiding on the inside of you, not only is he the Spirit of grace, the Spirit of God, but he is the Spirit of life. He is the Spirit of life. Matter of fact, I have life because he's in me. Matter of fact, I have eternal life because he is in me. Oh, thank God for the Holy Spirit. Why don't you lift your hands, just thank God for the Holy Spirit. Can I tell you something? The Holy Spirit, believe me when I tell you, The Holy Spirit is right here in this service now. Well, you brought him with you if you're born again. If you saved, you brought him with you. But he is in this service. He's in this church right now. Let's acknowledge him once again by blessing the Lord. Will you do that? Oh, glory to God. I said glory to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, how we thank you, Lord. Oh, how we bless you, Lord.